Governor Branstad was honored earlier this month for being the longest-serving U.S. governor. And in Cedar Falls, Mayor John Cruz has also spent a lot of time in office. He's wrapping up his 15th term, having held the office for three separate times over 40 years. And he joins me this afternoon for a little chat before he ends his long tenure in Cedar Falls. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how you served three separate terms.
The biggest thing was when I first was elected, it was part-time mayor in 1971, and that was the first year 18-year-olds could vote. So I was above the fold in the Wall Street Journal the next day because they thought college students, college voters, they turned out in groves, and college students do not usually vote very large numbers. So I was on for eight and off for eight, and then I was on for six and off for six, and now I've been on for 16.
There are some days where you probably were shaking your head from the time you were 18 years old up until the time of your age right now where you kind of went, you know, this isn't such a good day. Tell us about a couple of those days that weren't so good for you.
We had the huge flood of 2008. That was a number of bad days. I mean, that flood came up and it was only raised for, you know, a couple days, actually, the flood water came up, but then the residue left behind was clean up and trying to fix up and stuff for months, and there's still some things that, you know, they're still trying to do a few things now. Even now, we're hundreds of people who lost their buildings, lost their homes, lost their jobs, some lost their business. So that was obviously very bad. As I say, my phone's always been listed in the phone book. The only time I got a couple of calls, they had, you know, and two or three in a day or two, was they had the windstorm 2009 that took down a lot of trees and power, and people had, you know, low electricity for 4 or 5 days. And usually utilities is able to go out and fix it, but this time it actually ripped off individual homes, so they had to go home by home and fix it instead of fixing a major, you know, pole and turn it on and then, you know.
And that utility that you just made reference to made national news. President Obama came and recognized that utility. So I would imagine that's got to be one of your highlights, one of the things that you'll remember from your tenure.
Sure. I mean, this last fall, Google came here and gave us a Google City Award for the state of Iowa. So 2 months later, the President of the United States gets an Air Force One, flies just here, gets off, and says, good job, Cedar Falls. That's a double. Within 2 months, you know, Google, President of the United States, and had his little 3-minute ad that we could, you know, show, and we're using that with his little iPads. And here's Tokyo, here's Paris, here's Singapore, here are cities that have super fast, and right next to that, Cedar Falls, Iowa. So with a big international. So I would see the utilities has done a great job, and that started 23 years ago. Just looking at the possibility, we set up a study committee.
As people often do when they're getting ready to retire, they often mention they want to spend some more time with their family. You just added another grandchild recently. What else besides that? What else is on the John Cruz bucket list?
Well, I don't have anything that jumps out, I mean, right now, so I'm going to have to redefine my time. I do have, this last year has been stressful with some projects, University Avenue and some other projects, and there's been some more. So, yeah, it's been a challenging year. So there's some things I definitely won't miss, but there are some definitely things I'll miss.
We usually say this to military personnel, but over 4 decades, with you sitting where you've been and having spent some time battling, I want to say, and I think the people of Cedar Falls want to say, Mayor John Cruz, thank you for your service.
Okay. Thank you. It's been an honor.